Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you say, get loaded.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
And that's right. While it's already in progress, y'all get ready because the man of the hour is here himself. That's right. None other than in the person of one of the original Knights of the Round Table. That's right. That's right. Get ready. Because he is in the building. He's in the station. He's at the studio. Amen. He's going to get ready to share an empowering word with you right today on this broadcast. That's right. King Arthur LaValle is in the house. So get out your pencil, paper. Get out your word. Amen. Get out your recorder. Whatever it is you need to help empower you, he is now in the house. He's going to be sharing that relevant word with you, that word of reconciliation, that word that's going to help you to understand that Christ loves you. He died for you and that he's got good things in store for you. And that, you know what? All you got to do is stand on it. So without any further preliminary, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the some and to present the others, none other than in the person of all the way from Bunky, Louisiana, King Arthur.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father. What an honor, what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and just share the love of God with y'all. You know, I always say that because that's what it is. You know, that's the purpose. That's the purpose for this broadcast, you know. And you know, I don't know what the purpose for what God has given other men and what he's given them to do. I know what the overall purpose was. But the purpose for this broadcast is to share with you the gospel of the kingdom. It's an end time message. I'm going to step on out the boat and say, listen, it's the greatest message of all messages. It's the greatest story that's ever been told. And when this message is proclaimed in all the world, as a testimony, the Bible says, then shall the end come. When, man, when this gospel, when this message, what gospel? Not the gospel of Jesus, that's contained in it, but the gospel that Jesus preached. Boy, that's hidden. It's like a treasure that's hidden in the field, the Bible says. But boy, when you discover that treasure, you go sell everything, man. In other words, man, that don't mean you go just sell everything. That means, man, your search would be over with. And if it costs you everything, man, you'll get in on that. Because you'll know something. That the greatest, man, if it costs you everything, man, that's a small price to pay. Look at it this way. All of, this is what God told me. All of you for all of me. Lord. I say, what, Lord? He say, listen, it's going to cost you something, Arthur. What? It's going to cost you. What you mean? It's going to cost you. I say, me? Yeah. He say, listen, not just a portion. It's going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you all of you. But here's what you're going to get in return. All of me. Oh, Lord, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. That's a small price to pay. You mean, Lord, all of me, all of my mess, all of my shortcomings, all of my faults, all of my mistakes, all my weaknesses and inabilities, all of that, you would take all of that, man, and you exchange that, man, for all of you? Oh, wretched man that I am, you know you would take me and give me you? That's the love of God that I'm talking about. Boy, that's the love of God. That's the love that God loved us with, man, that while we were yet in our sins, boy, he hung, bled, and died. And listen, he just hung, bled, and died. That's a purpose for that. All you know is about the hanging and bleeding and the dying, but you don't know the purpose for that, boy. That purpose for that, man, is restored back to you, man. Listen, that's the purpose of the cross, that's a means to an end. That just cleansed you up. That just cleansed you from all your unrighteousness. But listen, it don't just cleanse you from all your unrighteousness, but it cleansed you from all your unrighteousness for a purpose. What's the purpose, Arthur? Hey, boy, you can come back to the presence of the Most High God. You can come back into the Garden of Eden. And you can come back into the Garden of Eden, which really essentially means the literal presence of the Lord, the atmosphere and environment that comes from being in the literal presence of the Lord without any sense of guilt or condemnation. Why? Because the blood of the Lamb has washed you white as snow. Even though our sins lack scarlet, yet, boy, in the eyes of God, you washed white as snow for a purpose. Why? So that you can come boldly, glory to God. Not just come, man, you know, man, hanging down in the Lord, woe is me. No, come boldly. Come boldly where, boy? All the way into the throne of God's grace. Hallelujah. And obtain mercy. Obtain what, Arthur? Obtain mercy. Hallelujah. Have mercy on us, Lord. And obtain mercy and find grace. I ain't talking about, man, grace is big. Give you permission to sin. I'm talking about grace that will not only cover up all your sins, but it'll bring you out of all your sins. Lord. The covering up is just a means to an end. Yes, the grace cover up our sins. And yes, man, because of his grace, man, we are holy in the eyes of God, man. So it covers up all our sins, but it don't just do that. That ain't all it do. It don't only cover up all our sins. It's designed to bring us out of all our sins. Transforming your whole nature. Transform you. That's why I say to call me, God said to call you all of you. A whole transformation. That's what the word repent means. A complete transformation, the change. In your thinking first. You're trying to change from the outside. No, you got to change from the inside first. You got to change your way of thinking. You got to change your way of seeing things. You got to change your whole outlook on it. Why? Because you're being translated out of this old world system of love over into more the kingdom of God love. Boy, in that kingdom, and that it's a whole way of different way of thinking. That's why the first thing Jesus said when he began to proclaim his message, not the message about him, but the message that he came to proclaim, first thing he said was, man, change your way. You're going to have to change your way of thinking. You've been born, trained, developed, brought up to live and think according to the beggarly elements of this world system, but I come with a government on my shoulder. I come with a whole nother world system. I come with the original plan and purpose of God for your life, man, on my shoulder, man. And his plan and purpose and goal for your life is totally different than, man, you this world system and everything that you've been seeking after. Lord. That's why I say, boy, you find this treasure, you go sell everything that you have. And you come purchase this field. You come get this. Listen, the best that we could come up for our life, the best that we could desire for our life and succeeding in success is prospering in life is a joke compared to, boy, the prosperity of God. You go, your prosperity is after, man, your monetary wealth and gain and what you have and what you possess. Man, let me tell you something, that ain't nothing in heaven, in the kingdom of heaven. In the kingdom of heaven, boy, I'm talking about there's a wealth, man, that's far greater than any gold and any silver, glory to God, that you could ever obtain. Hallelujah. What that wealth is, man, that's not only, man, the gold and silver that you can obtain, your $100,000 status, your $1 million status,
your billion dollar status, or whatever status, man. I'm talking about, boy, listen, it's in the kingdom, boy, you are heir of the whole kingdom of God. What are the whole kingdom? All of the kingdom, that's your wealth. All of the kingdom of heaven. The streets paid with gold. So ain't the gold ain't no issue. That man, listen. What we value here up on this earth in the kingdom of heaven, boy, that's the streets paid with that. What the treasures of heaven so far greater, man, than any treasure that you could accomplish up on this earth. What good it is for a man to gain the whole world and get a trillionaire status. And then and for 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years, however long you live up on this earth, man, and then die and go to hell. And then pass that man that down to your next generation, man. They live 60, 70, 80, 100 years, and then they die and go to hell. What good it is to gain the whole world, man, and die and lose your soul. Well, man, you can lose your soul, and man, not gain all the wealth of the world, but gain all the wealth of heaven. Glory to God. Boy, your eyes ain't seen, and our ears have not heard. We've been preoccupied with the means, man, at the expense of forfeiting the end, boy, that what our God has in store for us already, man, right now, not in the sweet by and by, but right in the right here and now. That's the love of God. And that's already been manifested. It ain't going to be manifested. That's been manifested. It is being manifested, and it shall continue to be manifested. How long, Arthur? Forever and ever and ever and ever. Why? Because God is a God of love. And you know what the object of love is? You know why God want to love us so much, man? You know why? Because the object of love is to be loved. He just want his children to love him. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, so he first loved us. He showed us this love for him so much, man. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we could love him. So this whole thing, man, is about a love affair, man, between a king and his royal family. That's all of us. And his governing man of that kingdom and the keys that govern it. The king, the kingdom, the royal family, and the governing authority of that kingdom. Hey, Lord. That's what your Bible is all about. That's what the Holy Scripture that you read is all about. It didn't come with a religion. It came with a kingdom. It came to restore a kingdom. And in that kingdom, boy, I'm talking about, is a kingdom of love. That's a law in that kingdom. The law of love. That's why, man, even in the natural world, say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and everything that's within you, and love, man, your neighbor as yourself. It's a law in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank God for the law of life. That we have, man, to enter into the kingdom. And watch, the way you enter into this kingdom right here is not through the observance of the law, not the Mosaic law. It will result in you, man, fulfilling the Mosaic law. But in this kingdom here, man, you just live by faith. You got to have faith. I'm talking about faith, man. I ain't talking about believing God. I'm talking about believing God to the point where we act on it, man, what he had already done in our lives. So we act like, man, we holy, that we act like we saved, that we act like we the righteousness of God, and walk like it, and talk like it, and line up on line, and precept upon precept, man. Steady pressing on, man, going from glory to glory to glory to glory. Like we always say on this broadcast, becoming who you already are. Mighty men and mighty women are the Most High God. And you know something about that, man? It was all during this season that we going into now, that we celebrating now, man. Called the birth of Christ. That boy, I'm talking about, man, at the appointed time. Doesn't matter whether it was on December 25th, man, whenever, whatever. You know, that ain't necessarily the issue. We didn't make that a tradition. And the tradition that made the word of God a none effect. Listen, I'm talking about the truth that's been buried in tradition. And this has become a traditional thing, the Christmas holidays, the Thanksgiving holidays, the Easter holidays. And all we do is celebrate the traditions of it that's been passed down from generation to generation to generation. We're not knowing, man, that traditions, man, are just a means, man, to an end. And if the traditions are not from the original truth, then, man, your traditions, man, make the word of God a none effect. Lord. I'm talking about, man, boy, what would that happen, man? It's not the matter what day it was on, man. With the truth, and that's why I say we preoccupied with the means. the truth of the matter is, man, God so loved the world. What world, man? The original world that he set up upon the earth.